And we have a story about employment today from StoryCorps, which we hear every Friday morning. Family and friends are recording conversations for this project, and today we hear of a chance encounter that changed the lives of two men. In 2005, Marine Richard Bennett returned home from his second deployment in Iraq. He'd been injured. A few years later, Craig Williams was running a successful business and was looking to expand.
I had developed a pretty solid construction company, and I wanted a partner. As an African-American businessman, I wanted a young African-American soldier coming home. It seemed like a great opportunity to provide an opportunity. And I was in a restaurant that I don't normally frequent and picked up a newspaper that I don't normally read. Opened it up, and staring up at me from the page was you. I read the article, and the thing that struck me the most was that here was a young man who had been injured serving our country. And the main thing he was interested in was a risky surgery that would allow him to go back and join his unit. So it was very clear that I had found the man that I was looking for.
I was at home one afternoon, got a call on myself, calling on behalf of Mr. Williams. He saw your article in the paper, and he would like to meet you. My first question was, do you have the right guy?
I was just very impressed with you. Tremendous courage, tremendous loyalty. Those are all critical characteristics for a partner of any kind. Those are the things you hope for.
I'm humbled that you put that amount of faith in me. You took the ultimate leap of faith here.
I didn't think I was taking too big of a risk, honestly. This is not a charity situation.
Thank you. I'm not sure how much I've ever expressed this, but you inspired a change in my life I never foresaw. I always aspire to be leading people, but you were keen helping me get there.
I just appreciate your friendship and the trust that you've given me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Craig Williams with his business partner Richard Bennett at StoryCorps in Norristown, Pennsylvania. Their conversation will be archived with all the others at the American Folk Life Center at the Library of Congress, and you can get the project's podcast at npr.org.